Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith. A reading from Ephesians chapter 1, 17 to 23. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet, and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. To You we ascribe all glory, O God Almighty. We acknowledge that You are Alpha and Omega, Creator and Sovereign of all things. And so we offer You our praise and come to You now in humility to worship You, to confess our sins, and to ask for Your forgiveness. We receive from You, O God, the certainty of pardon and ask that by Your Holy Spirit we may live for You. Thank You for Your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. My sisters and brothers, at all times and in every circumstance of life, all glory and praise must be ascribed to God, in whom we live and move and have our being. With that, we pause to pay tribute to our sister Leslie Hare, who transitioned last Wednesday morning. We extend condolences to her family and friends, thankful that she is at peace with God. This song, There Will Be a Day, by Jeremy Camp, is dedicated to Leslie.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope in the promise that He brings, that there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be
Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to you always. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own. There has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, 'cause joy and peace he brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's sting. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face.
It seems that from generation to generation throughout history, that the world becomes overwhelmed with a personality or personalities, power struggles, global situations appearing to be spiraling out of control. We wait with bated breath, anticipation marked by anxiety. We are not just unsettled by the news, opinions, and tweets about actual or imagined situations. We may eventually move from being unsettled to being confused and fearful. Maybe the world is experiencing such a time right now. Maybe Jamaica, indeed no doubt, is experiencing such a time right now. Maybe our conversations are about all this stuff moving from reality to the sensational to the ridiculous. The scriptures never fail to call out to us to get settled, get a reality check, be still and know that I am God. Even if the world chooses to ignore this admonition, it must be for the child of God the constant reminder and the reality check about who is in control. It must be the word of assurance that we can face uncertain days because God is God and in control. This must be solid ground upon which we stand, that God is God and in control. Well, it doesn't stop there to be merely a feel-good, get-my-mind-off-stuff sort of thing. It means getting in sync with this reality, receiving the depths of assurance and comfort it brings, and engaging the requirements that come with this reality that God is God, and to inquire into what God is doing. In the Ephesians passage, apart from reminding us that Christ Jesus is the head of all power and authority, and his name is above every name, we are also reminded that we have been afforded a change of condition. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Now that's not a fairy tale. It means elevated thinking, attitude, and responses. A developed and developing sense of how God calls us to deal with others and the circumstances of every age. And this, even as God gives us a spirit of wisdom and revelation as we come to know Him with the eyes of our hearts enlightened. With the eyes of our hearts enlightened, a developing sense of what God is doing will cause us to know that utterances and power play of power brokers and power seekers and those desiring to be at the seat of power are temporary and fleeting, irrespective of how threatening and frightening they seem. The developing sense of God as we come to know God more will cause us to proclaim our faith in the face of falsehood. It will cause us in these difficult times to see suffering and dislocation and do something about it to whatever extent our means will allow. With the eyes of our hearts enlightened, a developing sense of God will rise above fear and anxiety. We will hold firmly to our living, active hope as we encourage one another to good work. We will know the power of God in this age, even as we will in the age to come. With the eyes of our hearts enlightened, a developing sense of God will cause us to find those who need even a cup of cold water, or a clothing, or some small morsel. Reach out to them and bless them. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, the power that is in Christ Jesus, whom you raised from the dead. And thank you that we are in Christ, and that very power is available to us to enlighten us as we come to know you more. Teach us to live and to be examples for you in this world, to see to love and justice and goodwill. Hear our prayers. Bless Jamaica, land we love. Bless the world all over, and let peace reign, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe.
And now may grace, mercy, and peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.